Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, beautiful. Welcome back. We're going to play a little game today. It's a game that I call Just Take the Darn Compliment. And the reason we're going to play this game is I find so many people, but especially women, especially mothers, really struggle to take compliments. And this is an issue that's so much bigger than just the compliment itself. And I'm going to tell you a little story about a girlfriend of mine this week. She is an amazing woman, amazing mother, incredibly wise, incredibly successful, rocked it in corporate, left to start her own business, and became a wise woman in her own right in the space of nutritional health and hormone balance. And I was struggling a little bit with hormone balance this week, so I reached out to her and I said, hey, you know, these are the symptoms I'm having. What should I do? And she immediately texts me back a list with 5 or 6 bullet points and a new protocol that I could try. And I said, wow, well, this is great. I'm super excited to implement this. Thank you. When this works, can I record a testimonial for you? And it was so interesting because her response, and I see this a lot, was, oh, this isn't a big deal. I'm just sharing information with you. You don't have to record a testimonial. And I said to her, well, isn't that the essence of what you do and who you are? You could share this with me in 30 seconds, but for me to figure this out on my own would take hours of research and probably months of trial and error. This is what makes you a wise woman. This is what makes you amazing. And by not taking the compliment, you are diminishing how amazing you are. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but before we do, let's play the compliment game. I'm going to give you a few compliments, and I want you to just notice, as I say each one, how you feel inside and how you react. And if you're brave enough, I would love for you to actually vocalize a response out loud. Respond to me. Sure, I can't hear you. Maybe etherically I can. But try it and just see what comes out. But what's really important is to notice what arises inside. Do you feel resistance? Do you feel gratitude? So let's go. Wow, you are so beautiful. Girl, you are so wise. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with me. And I admire you so much. How did you respond to each of those? Did you say thank you? Did you feel good inside, like something lit up? Or did you feel some resistance? Was your gut reaction, ugh, I'm not beautiful today. I'm on my period and I don't have makeup on. And oh, I'm wise, really? Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I really feel wise inside, but thanks. And wow, you admire me? Oh my gosh. Does make me feel good inside. So just notice how it made you feel. Because in our society, I don't know if this comes from centuries of women that were supposed to be modest and modesty being valued as a personality trait, but most often when I look at the women in my life, when I tell them they're beautiful, they kind of cringe. It's actually really sad. they cringe and they'll go, oh, thank you, ugh, but I really need to lose 2 pounds. Or, oh, I just threw on this outfit. We're always trying to justify. We're always trying to qualify. It's very seldom that I see a woman or even a man, you know, my husband struggles with this too, just really lean in and be like, thank you. I am beautiful today. Hot damn. How often is that your response? And if it's not, that's okay. This is a place where you can start to practice some mindfulness. So let's explore what happens when we don't take the compliment. Because I know you're getting compliments because you're amazing. If you're listening to this podcast, you are an amazing, brilliant, ambitious, successful woman. Whatever success means for you, you're getting compliments. The question is, are you receiving them? So when we don't take a compliment, so actually let's back up for a second. So what is a compliment? A compliment, well, it's love. It's love in its purest form. It's a gift of love from someone else who sees something in you that is worth loving. That's really the essence of it. I tell you you're beautiful, not because I think it's cool that you look good on the outside, but because I love the energy you evoke with your beautiful presence. And I'm grateful for that. You brought beauty into my life and that uplifts me. Thank you for that. I tell you you're wise because I value you as someone in society and for the role that you play. Because I know that within you, you have deep wisdom. And I admire you for all the crucibles you have walked through in life. Because to get to this point, you've been through some stuff. I admire your perseverance. It's inspiring to me. When you don't receive the compliment, you send yourself a message that you're not worthy of receiving love. You're not worthy of receiving. And let's face it, as women, as mothers, we struggle a lot with this because we're always giving, always prioritizing our kids. It's easy to do that. It's innate. It's a lot harder to slow down and say, hey, I'm worth receiving too. I'm worthy of receiving love, of receiving care, of receiving abundance. But sometimes we grow up with conditioning that to accept the compliment makes us self-centered. It makes us selfish. We're taking too much for ourselves. We're not giving enough to others. Well, I'll tell you right now, honey, you're giving enough. If anything, you're probably overgiving because our society celebrates that. We kind of feel like martyrs when we overgive. Now, giving is a beautiful thing, but it has to be balanced by receiving. And a compliment, gosh, that's such an easy but powerful thing to receive. The second thing that happens when you don't take the compliment is you diminish yourself as a wise woman. You are a wise woman in whatever flavor that takes for you, and you should be celebrated and elevated. So let yourself be complimented. Now, what is a wise woman? Well, a wise woman doesn't just mean you've cultivated a skill that you're using in a career, or you've built a business around it, or you're actively teaching others. It might be something that you've learned through life experience. Maybe you serve as an informal advisor or therapist to family and friends, and I know this is resonating with you because I know that you do. Essentially, what makes you a wise woman is that you can do something or figure something out in under a minute that takes others hours to figure out. These are your wise woman skills. So for example, what diapers should I buy? What toys should I get for my 5-year-old? If you've been through that season in life, I guarantee you are a wise woman. So the next time you make a recommendation to a new mother who has no idea where to start, own your wise woman skill. And when she says, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, this is so helpful. Instead of saying, oh, no big deal. You know, I went through this too. Say, you're welcome. This is my gift. I've been through this season of motherhood and I'm an expert now. own that. It could be something like, oh, I know why your website isn't converting. I can figure that out in one glance. Well, to you, that's probably huge. Huge to know the one thing that you should tweak. Or if you're a nutritional therapist like my friend who specializes in hormone balance. Oh gosh, I'm so exhausted all the time. Oh, are you having trouble falling asleep? Are your cycles short? Is your skin breaking out? You're probably estrogen dominant. So go do these three things. So easy for her. This amazing, wise woman. So own your skill. Not just for yourself, but also because when you don't own your skill, you actually deny others the chance to hear about and learn from the full extent of your gifts. When you own your wisdom, oh yeah, I'm an expert in 0 to 5 years of life. I've been through that season as a mother. Well, that gives whoever I'm talking to the chance to benefit from those gifts. Oh, really? You're an expert? Oh my gosh, because, you know, my son, he's just not sleeping at night. What can I do about that? Well, great. I have more wisdom to share. I have more gifts. And this is especially important if you're an entrepreneur, if you're someone who makes a living from your gifts or is even thinking about maybe I want to make a living from my soul gifts, not just my corporate career. You got to talk about them. You got to talk about them because chances are either the person you're talking to is exactly the person you want to help, or they're about to think of 5 people who are. This is so, so important. We're so shy. We're so shy about what makes us special. You know, how often do you go out there and wax poetic about what you're great at? Now, sure, we all know people who brag. And I'm not saying that you should go out there and brag. Bragging is when people are looking for something that's self-serving. You're actually doing this from a desire to serve. That's a really big difference. Really big difference. It's the difference between tooting your own horn because you want admiration and owning and celebrating your gifts so they can be shared in service. That's a really big deal. So for example, I'm an expert in healing the trauma that comes with pregnancy loss. Healing the trauma that comes from caregiving for a spouse that becomes ill in the home. I'm an expert in that. I've lived through that. I own that. And if you're listening and this is you, you're immediately thinking, oh, wow, Rachel can really help me. Or if it's not you, you're probably thinking, oh, wow, oh my gosh, I have a girlfriend who just had a stillbirth and I have no idea how to support her. Maybe Rachel could help. Now, both you and I are showing up from the desire to genuinely serve. And that's a really big difference from bragging. That is not selfish. In fact, if I were to keep those gifts to myself, that would be selfish because there are so many women out there that desperately need that flavor of my gift. Now, those aren't all my gifts, but that's a really poignant example. So look within. Where does a similar gift live within you? It could be from life experience like the one that I just shared, or maybe from your career. So the last thing that happens when you don't take the compliment, and this is a really big deal, is you actually, from an energetic standpoint, the offering of a compliment is the start of energy flow. Someone is trying to give you love, resonate with you on the frequency of love. And when you don't accept that, you actually cut yourself off from the natural flow of energy because it's supposed to be an exchange. This compliment is offered. It has to go somewhere. You have to accept it. When you don't take the compliment, you actually cut yourself off from all the abundance that that wants to bring you. Someone's basically trying to send you some positive energy. And if you deflect it, if you say, oh gosh, no, I'm really not looking beautiful today, or I need to lose the weight, you decline the gift. There's a practice that I love that I've talked about before called Ho'oponopono. And it's essentially a Hawaiian spiritual practice that works with gratitude, forgiveness, and receiving. It's four simple phrases. And traditionally, this is used for problem solving. You can go back and listen to the interview I did with Gemma Sinclair. She talks about this in a lot more depth. But basically, it's, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Inherent in that is the practice of giving and receiving. You're asking for forgiveness, and then when you receive it, you get to say thank you. I love you, because gratitude very naturally turns into love. Gratitude really is a form of love. It's a form of appreciation. So when you accept the compliment, you accept the love that is coming to you, you get to experience all the benefits of gratitude. And if you don't believe in the woo-woo stuff, just go read the science on gratitude. I mean, there's a reason that gratitude practices are so mainstream now. You get to benefit from all the juiciness around the gratitude. But right after that thank you comes, I love you, because love is the natural byproduct of gratitude. So again, it's like this beautiful full circle of love. It starts with love, the middle is gratitude, and the end is love. And the cycle can just keep going. Imagine how much happier you'd be and all your friends would be if you constantly existed in this cycle of love, gratitude, love. And you all gracefully received that. Can you imagine what life would look like if your existence looked like giving, receiving in this beautiful, abundant circle of love? Now, I know that sometimes when we think about giving, we clench up. We actually feel afraid. We don't feel love. And that's usually because we're overgiving. We're not receiving enough. So this is why it's even more important that you let yourself receive. Because when your cup is chronically under full, when it's underfilled, you actually need to be receiving more than you're giving. And a compliment is a really easy thing to receive. So let's talk a little bit more about love and the role that self-love plays in success in pretty much every area of your life. And I know this might start feeling a little bit high level or even a little bit uncomfortable for some of you, because the idea of looking within and asking, do I really love myself? This is tough, because there are parts of ourselves that we all struggle to love. And that's the essence of shadow work. I've done a lot of shadow work this year, and the beauty of the shadow work is, if you think about a shadow, it's related to light. Shadow can't exist without light. We all have our light qualities and we all have our shadow qualities. We all have things about ourselves that we know are not in the highest good. However, it's those qualities that actually give us the greatest opportunity to love ourselves. Because when we start to love the shadow qualities, we can actually transmute them into beauty. So I'll share one of my own. I have always been on the Myers-Briggs scale. I'm an ESFJ, the archetype of the nurturer. I'm a natural mother and caregiver, but I'm almost 100% J, and J stands for judgment. And what that means is I've always had a predisposition to judging, to categorizing, to making decisions about things based on my perception. Now, in my younger years, this absolutely led me to be too judgmental. I'm too judgmental of what others' choices were. I always had a very, very strong sense of morality. My sister and I would constantly get into conflict around this. She loved to borrow my clothes and she would do it without telling me. And I, oh God, it would just fire me up. It would trigger me like none other, because, you know, I would say, how could you go behind my back? This is immoral. And she would just be like, what's the big deal? It's just a shirt. That was me in my teenage years. As I've moved into adulthood, and I think this happens to many of us when we become parents, we really stop judging because we go through these real life, these adult crucibles, these very difficult experiences that make us realize that, gosh, we need to have so much more understanding and perspective on what others are going through. And what that's turned into for me as an adult is so much compassion. And it's very interesting because now when people meet me, when they talk with me, when they work with me, they always say, gosh, Rachel, you're so compassionate. And I am. One of the practices that I engage with is whenever I see something or experience something that makes me want to judge, that makes me feel separate, I immediately open my heart. I open my heart chakra and I say, I am that. And this is one of the practices of the divine feminine when working with the energies of the goddess of compassion. Now, this isn't a deity. It's an archetype. You can look up Carl Jung if you want the Western psychology explanation for archetypes. But essentially, they are energetic paradigms. And you can see these in real life examples of people all over the world. But the paradigm of the goddess of compassion, her shadow side is judgment. But her light side is togetherness and compassion and removing that which separates us. And that's something that I've really stepped into over the last few years. So I offer this as an example of how our deepest and darkest shadows can actually empower us in our greatest gifts. Because I think I'm incredibly compassionate now. Part of that comes from having gone through what I've experienced in my motherhood journey. But part of it comes with working with this shadow. This was always innate in me, and I had to truly embrace and love the judgmental side to transmute it to compassion. Because once we identify the shadow, we can see where it shows up in our behaviors, we can love that, and we can change it into the light gift. So I know this got a little bit high level, so let's talk about some practical examples of how this actually plays out. Because when it comes to self-love, the shadow parts are the parts that are the hardest to love, but we have to love them. So, women who love themselves deeply, they have more positive self-talk. When you love yourself, you'll look in the mirror and you won't say all those terrible negative things. You won't be looking at the stretch marks or the cellulite. Instead, you'll be looking at your body saying, oh, mama, you gave life. You are gorgeous. You gorgeous goddess, you. This is a practice that I adopted this year. I got some guidance from my astrologer. She said that, you know, your chart shows me that you have always struggled with negative self-talk about your body. And I have, which is very interesting because I'm a beautiful woman. I have an amazing, strong, healthy body. And yet I have always struggled with that negative self-talk. So earlier this year, I decided I wasn't going to do that anymore. And so I've started doing a gratitude practice where I practice gratitude for my beautiful, healthy body every morning. And let me tell you, my experience of looking in the mirror has changed radically. As a mother, I look at the stretch marks that are on my breasts and I say, wow. Those got so big because they made so much milk. And look at my beautiful son. Gosh, this body is amazing. This body is magical. I look at the stretched out skin around my belly button and I say, wow, you grew 4 babies. That's gorgeous. Look what that body did. Look at this badge of honor that I have. That is beautiful. That was harder for me a few years ago. But you'll be amazed when you start practicing mindfulness of the places where you criticize yourself rather than love yourself, what a profound shift occurs when you can transmute that. Let's get tactical. If you're an entrepreneur, when you love yourself, you value yourself, you set higher prices for your services. You're going to charge a lot more. You might go from charging $75 for a 1-hour session to $750. I'm serious. Your value, your worth is incredible. You have amazing gifts. I'm willing to bet if you're in business, you're probably not charging enough for them. When you love yourself, you put yourself out there more because you're not as afraid of rejection. You're not as afraid of what others will think of you because your reference point is interior. You're self-referential rather than externally referential. When you love yourself, you set strong boundaries. You actually put yourself first. Now, this might feel selfish at first glance, but what ends up happening is your cup fills up and you have more to pour into what you love, the people that you love, your business. And finally, when you love yourself, honey, you experience so much more pleasure in life. Pleasure. And I mean pleasure in the body, but also indulgence and rich pleasure in the experiences of life. When I'm in a place of self-love, I allow myself to slow down and take the lavender bath in the middle of the afternoon. That's pleasure. When I love myself, I prioritize connecting with my body and experiencing body pleasure rather than getting one more thing done for work. Now you might be thinking, well, Rachel, if I'm taking all of these breaks, how am I going to get anything done? Well, my love, I've been there. I still struggle with those thoughts. I am not perfect. Sometimes I listen to them. But here's the thing. When we slow down, when we experience pleasure, do you know what that does from a scientific standpoint? It calms down your nervous system. It turns on your parasympathetic response. It literally takes your body out of fight or flight because a body that's in a fight or flight state cannot experience pleasure. If you are stressed out and you have no sex drive right now, your nervous system is probably stressed. That typically means we don't sleep as well. We get brain fog. We don't focus as much. So these seemingly decadent indulgences, these examples of self-love and pleasure, they actually give us what we need at a limbic system level to be more productive and more successful. Because it fills your cup. It tunes up the engine of your car. You probably need a tune-up, my love. You gotta fill your tank with love. I know it seems counterintuitive to what we've been taught by society. Well, I can't slow down. I can't prioritize pleasure. I can't look in the mirror and love myself because then other people won't love what I look like if I'm not doing all the things. They will. Because that radiates from you when you feel it inside. I'm not saying that this is easy. It hasn't been an easy journey for me, and it absolutely takes time. It takes practice. So the only homework I'll give you today is to play the compliment game in your life. It's time to just take the darn compliment. You can practice. You can ask your partner or a dear friend to give you a compliment. And just practice receiving it. Practice it until you really feel good inside. It's funny because as an entrepreneur, this is almost the same exercise that we do when we work on money mindset. If you can't take a compliment graciously, I'm willing to guarantee you have some challenges around money management and money mindset because it works the same way. It's that sense of internal self-love and self-worth. When we love ourselves, when we believe that we are worthy, it's easy for us to accept abundance, whether that's in the form of love or money. So you can also think of this exercise as a wealth activation, because once you really get that self-love going, great. Change the compliment to a visualization about money, receiving money. If you're in the corporate world, let me tell you, this will serve you well when you're negotiating your salary or you're negotiating a raise because so many women are underpaid. So many. I know I was in the corporate world and I really had to fight to get my salary boosted. And as an entrepreneur, when you think about charging for your services, I mean, you can literally 10x what you're charging if you believe in yourself because you will position yourself differently. You will prioritize your time differently. And people will value you. And what ends up happening is that that frequency of self-love, that frequency of love, will attract clients to you who love you, who adore you, because they value you. And that's why they're willing to pay you. I guarantee that the person who shows up for your $750 session values you and your time at least 10 times as much as your $75 session. But it has to start with valuing yourself, because you are worthy of all the love, my dear, all the love. And this is critical to avoiding burnout, to setting the right boundaries with our family, to staying fully resourced so that you can actually do the things that you're called to do in this life. It's not always easy to walk a path that is our soul's calling. It's not always easy. Yes, it's fulfilling. And I've experienced the push and pull of a cup that's too empty and a soul that is calling, and it's not a fun place to be in. That cup needs to be full so that we can put the gas in the Ferrari so that the Ferrari can race towards its calling. So the next time you get a compliment, receive it. Say thank you. Thank you so much. And then own it. Own the gift. Thank you. I am beautiful. I so appreciate you noticing that. Guess what? I turned the compliment around. I just gave you a compliment because you noticed that in me. So now you get to feel good too. So you see how this can become this beautiful cycle of giving and receiving that feels good for everyone. So, if you'd like to play the compliment game with me, send me an email. We can go back and forth and indulge in this beautiful cycle of giving and receiving and owning our wise woman gifts. But I ask you to practice with someone, because if you really lean into this, the self-love, it will change your life. It will change every aspect of your life. You will feel better, you will look better, you will find more success, and your family will ultimately be happier too, because they like it when mommy's happy. When mommy's happy, everybody's happy. So let's make mommy happy, because you deserve it. You deserve it because you are beautiful. You are wise, and I admire you so, so much. So I'll leave you with that, my love. And if this was helpful, please reach out to me, tag me on Instagram, or go ahead and leave a review for the podcast. This is so important because it's how people will find us. I'm sending you all the love, all the compliments, and so many blessings. Bye for now, my dear. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette, or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love, so thanks for being here.